So welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. Apologies for the break that we've had. We've both been ill or struck down by some sort of, something stopping us from doing anything. We're back with a bang, though. I mean, look at this. A band called Sconce Crater, off their album Paroxysms on Trepanation Recording. That was a song called La Scite Ogni Speranza. And yeah, I mean, this album is just, it whips by in a flash, and it feels like it's just like mutated. I mean, the cover kind of sums up what it sounds like inside. It's just disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, incredible stuff. We've heard them before. I think we played something off a split from the other side that they were on. And it's a solo artist. It's a guy called Charlie Davis, who's also in Beggar, who are the excellent Stoner Doom band. He's also in Wasted Death, you know, that kind of skate party thrash band, like featuring members of various bands. So, you know, it's clearly an overactive, creatively agitated person, which is brilliant. It's an incredible album. I kind of really got it straight away. You know, it's like, you know, I think it's labeled as black metal, but there's so much more to it. It's just a constantly angsty, restless sound. It's got like an industrial machine harshness to it, but within the kind of black metal is overlaid on top of that, brings something almost like Author and Punisher in there, you know, in those territories. And the whole album's like, you know, like this song, it's just this ultra whirring, buzzing menace. You know, it reminds me of the Dutch collective that kind of produces Dead Neanderthals and Cryptai, you know, just always completely manic. You know, every second is kind of just full to the brim and kind of electrifying. You know, I just think it's quite special, really, this album.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Like the whole thing sounds like it's tearing itself apart. It's like incredibly schizophrenic, but in a really good way. Just I thought it was absolutely spellbinding stuff, and I kind of wanted to listen to it like again and again. Which is kind of like a good mark, I guess, of something interesting. So, yeah, really cool. Looks like it's out on CD on Trepanation. So, if you want to head to trepanationrecordings.bandcamp.com or sconcecrater.bandcamp.com, you can find it there. Absolutely brilliant stuff. So, as ever, we're back with 9 amazing tunes that we found through the underground or submissions or just sort of, touring Bandcamp like we do. Next up is a case in point, really. So, Torso, a band from London as well. I'd never heard of these guys before, but yeah, I just thought this was a lot of fun. They've got one song out already called Precious Blood, but the album's not out until late January next year. So, it's way ahead of time. So, the record's called A Crash Course in Terror. What do you reckon to this, Pete? It's on APF, which I think is a perfect home for it.
I like this shit. I think it features a guy called Graham Bywater, who, if I'm right, and if memory serves, is in other bands as well, including Possessor, who we played before. You know, it's a bit like Sconce Crater, I suppose. You know, it's like somebody who's just like completely restless. I'm in awe of people like this who just can put the hand, you know, find the time and the, you know, have so much creativity in them that like they can, you know, like creating one band's amazing, never mind multiple. I saw it described as horror punk, self-described, I think. And it's got this vaguely electro feel to it. Like, you know, it almost could come from like an 80s sci-fi soundtrack. But then, you know, you suddenly come across these pure stoner rock riffs as well. And all of a sudden it's deviating from where you think it's going to settle when you first start listening to it. And that's what's really great about it. You know, look, it's only one track, but, you know, there's a lot of promise with that because, you know, it's a track that evolves and grows and flowers in a completely different place from where you thought it was going to be. And that's, you know, that's exciting. That you know, makes you really want to hear the rest of the album.
Yeah, I mean, they've called it Grindhouse Horror Rock, which I think is kind of like fitting because it doesn't kind of sound like anything else you'd kind of expect to hear from this kind of, I don't know, maybe if you'd heard Possessor, you'd kind of know what to expect, but I don't think it kind of belies that kind of description, really. Just really exciting and sounds like quite unique. So, I had to immediately play this. Really loved it. So if you want to hear this, you can head to herelies.torso.bandcamp.com or via APF Records. This song is called Precious Blood.
Precious Blood.
So that was a band called Torso. Next up, we've got The Return. I think we played these before. Chrome Ghost from Sacramento, out on Seeing Red Records very soon. An album called The House of Falling Ash. We played something off The Diving Bell in 2020, and I really, really enjoyed that. Same here. I mean, the vocals, I think, are the sort of standing out sort of point of this band, like really sort of haunting in a way. But yeah, not what you expect from kind of like that label, maybe, and certainly not the bands that they sort of mention. I think that the vocals really take it to another level, don't they?
Without doubt, yeah. I mean, they were previously on Transylvania Recordings, you know, that last one we played, which is where we came across them, and then it stood out as being, you know, just something different, especially, you know, on that label, on that wrestling, just unique in itself anyway. And this, I think, is taking it up a level. You know, they've got such a distinct sound. They describe themselves as well. You know, I love kind of picking out these kind of self descriptions, especially when it's nailed as sad heavy metal. I think that's really neat.
I don't think that's been done before.
Yeah, I just like the simplicity of it. It's a bit of post metal in here, but also part 80s post punk new wave as well. It's like Neurosis with a gothic veil. And that's, you know, that's such a weird approach, and it really works. But, you know, it does feel like achingly melancholic throughout. You know, the vocals, like you say, that, you know, they're almost like delicate and beautiful and softly sung at times, and add in those, you know, the weighty riffs that completely hang there, you know, like with Full of Dread. You know, I was moved by it. I was like emotionally invested in it. I found myself. Yeah, I like stylistically, I wouldn't even think this was my normal cup of tea, but you just can't help but be impressed by Chrome Ghost. You know, they just feel apart from their peers. You know, they're a unique band, and that's you know, that's refreshing and something you've got to support.
Definitely, and they don't kind of prescribe to maybe what you'd expect when you hear like sad heavy metal as a term. I mean, you know, like gothic it's slightly gothic maybe, but it's not sort of inward facing. It's quite it wears its heart on its sleeve, really. It's quite earnest in a weird way. So I really enjoyed this, and I'm really glad to see them back. Interesting label as well, because Seeing Red put out all sorts of crazy sort of hardcore stuff, as well as just like some pretty heavy stuff indeed. So really, really excited to hear this. So you can go to chromeghost-us.bandcamp.com to hear this. The record's called House of Falling Ash. This is a song called The Furnace.
Love.
Okay, so that was Chrome Ghost. Next up, we've got a demo from a new band called Umsegal from Washington, D.C. Now, they've called this, they describe themselves as the Washington Death Cult, and it's kind of war metal, like under any other kind of tag, really. But I just thought this was so raging and so interesting. It's all over within three tracks. It's like, you know, maybe 8 minutes of music. But yeah, this really took me by surprise. Like, I think I found it via Twitter. Someone just said, like, this is the most ripping demo I've heard this year. Like, I was like, okay, that's good kind of recommendation. And yeah, lo and behold, this is, it's unrelenting, isn't it? I mean, by its very nature, this kind of genre goes hard, but this just like, yeah, it kind of overwhelmed me a little bit.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I was listening to, a few years back, I was listening to quite a bit of war metal, really getting into it. And then I got a bit kind of knocked back by, you know, suddenly discovering a lot of the bands on list who are kind of into horrific far-right politics. And, yeah. You know, it kind of took a step back. And you know, maybe this, you know, it's good to dip in, especially, you know, especially when there's no red flags here, you know, which is the main thing to begin with. Yeah, maybe it's not kind of full on out there war metal. It's, you know, kind of almost mid-paced black and death metal mixed together. You know, and sometimes I wonder about kind of mid-paced, especially in death metal, you know, whether it's just not one thing or the other, you know, it's not the extreme or obnoxious pace, or on the other side, it's not like that kind of dread of death doom. But actually, I thought this suited perfectly here. You know, it's got a raw simplicity to it that gives it, you know, it gives it a nodding momentum, and it, you know, holds together the, you know, the decaying body. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a lot of the stuff we've been playing from, like just new bands kind of having a lot of fun with the genre. You know, like Swordbreaker comes to mind and things like that. Yeah, I'm just really excited to see this new seam of creativity just emerging from all over the world, really. I mean, this just came out of the blue for me, and I'm just so glad people are still making music that sounds like this, like so uncompromising, I guess. Yeah, so, I mean, the fact this is a demo is quite impressive, really. So it's a demo 2022. We're going to play a song called Restructuring the Ancient Cults, which is one of the best song titles I've heard in a while as well. If you want to hear this, you can head to usumgal.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was a new band called Umsegal. Absolutely brilliant demo there. Next up, we've got a band called Gaul from Gainesville, Florida. And now, this band have been around since 2010, but I think this might be the first time I've heard them. Wow. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, how would you describe this beat? Because it's to me, I can't put my finger on it, but it's got this kind of brutal, churning energy to it, this kind of death metal kind of sound, but it's not that, is it? It's got maybe a hardcore influence under there.
Yeah, yeah, and sludge as well, I think. And what I'd say is there's two bands that kind of, well, at least two kind of genres it reminded me of, and in one way, you know, it's what you said, death metal and sludge and hardcore, which is, you know, like if you think of someone like Vermin Womb, you know, just all out there, absolute terror. But then I found, you know, and actually it was, as the album progressed, more this came in more and more. It was like almost like a progressive sludge sound, you know, almost like Thou, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's a hell of a combination, you know, like that kind of full on extreme, you know, death sludge and mixed with Thou. That, you know, that's going to get any right minded person salivated. I thought it was perfect. I absolutely loved this album. I think this track is maybe from the latter, you know, the progressive side of the album, a bit like a grimier Thou, I suppose. You know, there's bits which are slow and considered, but always like in a swampy, slimy, deathy mess. You know, a mess being a good thing. It's just magnificent. It's like sludge that is absolutely filthy. It's got death influences. It's got, you know, thought put into it and progression. It just makes for the best of music for me. And the whole album as well. It's all album long. I was just like, just blown away. I think this is, you know, this is going on my end of year list when we get around to making that in the next week or two, I guess.
I love the fact it flies into like wild kind of solo sections, like shredding kind of solo sections as well. Just sounds triumphant, really. And amazing artwork as well. Really, really impressed by this whole thing, really. I'm going to have to listen to it again. Brilliant stuff. The album's called Taken by the Twilight Tide. And we're going to play a song called Primordial Serpent. You can get this via gaul.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was a band called Gaul. Next up is, I don't know if it's the return, because it seems like they've never really gone away. But to me, it's like a return of the band Nostromo. So I remember seeing this band back in about 2003 with Mastodon, like one of the first Mastodon tours. And their album Ecce Lex, which came out in 2002, has been one of my favourites, sort of like, I don't know, mathcore kind of, I don't know, metalcore albums of that kind of era. I associate it with bands like Lit Golden Sky and Dead Guy and all those kind of crazy kind of out there extreme metal bands at the time. And they were absolutely amazing live. I think I remember seeing them at the Underworld and yeah, lucky enough to kind of stand right by them and yeah, completely blew me away. So I was absolutely elated to see that they're still together and they've been making albums forever, and I've just completely missed them all. They've got a new album out called Beautiful, and yeah, this kind of blew me away, really. Yeah, exactly what I kind of expected from them. And, you know, they've not kind of strayed too far from that sound, but what a chaotic, intense sound they've got. Pete, are you familiar with this band?
No, that's news to me completely, to be honest. Somehow missed them all this time. And therefore, you know, I had no expectations going into this. I judged it off the cover and the artwork and the name. I honestly thought this was going to be pure post-metal, but, you know, my book cover presumptions of being off is no new thing on this podcast, to be honest. I wasn't quite sure where this was. I suppose that background helps, actually. It kind of, you know, that fills in some of the gaps for me. At first, I'll admit, I think, and by and large, this isn't in my kind of area that I'd like. I think it was almost a bit too sharp, a bit too clinical almost. You know, I'm used to kind of fuzzy, you know, horrible tone doom, which, you know, completely blurs the edges. And it almost kind of had an industrial, like, coldness to it without that purposeful mechanicalism. So, yeah, I was left a bit cold by it, but subsequent listens, you know, it's incredible, powerful. You know, I didn't dislike it in any way. I didn't warm to it in any way. But, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to get that background. That does, you know, I probably need to listen to it again, kind of acknowledging that, because I was a bit ill prepared, I think.
I think this album, you're right, is it sounds very clinical and it sounds very out there. But I think if you kind of listen back to, you know, Ecce Lex and that kind of era of the band, I can't believe they're still going to be. That's 20 years ago now. But yeah, I think that kind of you can hear that kind of development. This actually makes me want to go and listen to all of their records since. I think that there's been about three or four since then. So yeah, just fascinating band. I just remember them being absolutely electric live. It was like the sort of energy of maybe Dillinger Escape Plan, but like with a sludgier, I don't know, like a darker kind of feel to it. So yeah, really, really excited to see them back. We're going to play the song In Praise of Betrayal. You can find this at nostromogva.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was the return of Nostromo. Next up, we've got Belfast's Unyielding Love. Absolutely, like, astonishing band. I think we might have played stuff off The Sweat of Augury back in 2016. I'm pretty sure we did. But I remember seeing this band at Stuck on a Name in Nottingham, and they almost completely blew other bands off the stage, including Dawn Raid, which is, no mean feat. This is, I don't know whether it's their first full length, because I think Sweat of Augury is quite short, but, like, this band are, like, they're all about the overwhelming noise and the kind of, they've got, like, I don't know, slivers of black metal amongst, like, grindcore sort of aesthetics. I remember the drummer being absolutely beastly live, like, really sort of interesting kind of like combining with the noise. Apparently there is the sort of noise artist Knifed Out of Existence on this as well, which makes so much sense. Pete, I mean, what is to say about this band that you know I haven't already covered, really? I mean, astonishing.
Yeah, and they, you know, it's 6 years since Sweat of Augury came out, and I haven't forgotten about them in any way, because I love that album. They're saying this is their debut, Sweat of Augury must be class. You know, they must think of it as an EP, but to me, that's, you know, it's an album. I've got it on vinyl. I've had, you know, listed regularly, so I have not forgot about them at all. But maybe, you know, did wonder whether we'd get around to hearing a new album from them, because it has been a while. And then with Little Fanfare, they suddenly appears. And it just immediately reestablishes them as out on their own in terms of experimental extreme metal in the UK. You know, they're just they're one of a kind. They've got this special touch that is to create completely intense, chaotic, yet absolutely engaging music. You know, it's like you say, it's part black metal, it's death metal, grindcore, hardcore, pure noise. And it's just like, you know, just experimentalism is at the forefront of their kind of creation at all times. Just incredible. You know, it's just a band using all the tools at their disposal to kind of mold and bend their sound into something unique. It's one of the albums of the year for me.
Yeah, totally unique. And that live experience is something I'll never forget, really. I just remember being absolutely floored by, because noise is not easy to combine with music like this to make it sound good. I mean, you can literally like pour slabs of noise over anything, but to have it kind of chime with what's being played by the, say, traditional instruments is kind of mean feat, really. So the record's called Flesh of the Furnace, and we're going to play a song called Fettered is Silt. You can find this at unyielding-love.bandcamp.com.
Oh.
So that was Unyielding Love from Belfast. Next up, it's the return, I guess, of Throwing Bricks. I think we played one song from their album, What Will Be Lost, back in 2020. And yeah, really excited to see the new album, The Burden, out on Tartarus Records. Not Tartarus Records is like usual fare, but like I think this is so it sounds so expansive to me, and I love the vocals and the combination of like the dynamics on all the guitars on this one. Pete, what did you make of this?
I really liked Throwing Bricks, actually. I'm glad you picked it. I don't know how I missed it. I know this is a daft thing to say, but I noticed something about him on the Bandcamp page as well. For a band who could take themselves very seriously and you know, like could be like very po-faced, like say some post-metal bands are, that they don't, you know, that you can see it, the band photo on the Bandcamp, where they're all kind of smiling and laughing, and I don't know why that kind of matters to me, but it does. I really liked it about him. And also, you know, just through the music as well, you know, like they are a complex band, like you say, expansive. It is layered, you know, textural, extreme metal, but they do it in a different way. It's not just another like Amon-Ra type clone. You know, Tartarus Records, you know, they've got, you know, it's a hell of a roster. It can be very challenging at times. Throwing Bricks, we know from previous, you know, have got this really, you know, like expansive, progressive, extreme sound to them. But it's so kind of, you can't help but kind of get engaged with it and fall in love with it.
It's weirdly accessible, isn't it?
It is, and I don't like. Yeah,
I don't know how to put my finger on it, but yeah.
Yeah, you'd think it'd almost be cold, but it isn't. It's the absolute opposite. You know, there's bits of sludge and screamo and post-hardcore and black metal in there. I found kind of different elements of those in different tracks, which I really liked about that. I think this track is you know, like the crescendo. Has that kind of almost screamo emotional release to it. There's other tracks that are much darker and heavier. It just made for a brilliant all-round package. And, you know, like, it's what you started to come to expect from this band.
Yeah, I think this song is a really good representation of just how epic is the wrong word. How expansive and how broad they can be.
Yes.
And this is like the lead single. We've got a video for this as well. But I think it's worth dipping into this album because it's vast. It's so good. Yeah, and I'm really, really impressed with it, to be honest. It makes me want to listen to that first record as well. Go back and visit that as well. So, yeah, good stuff. So, yeah, the band were from Utrecht. I'm hoping that they come over at some point because I've never seen them. But I think it'll be an amazing live show. So if you want to hear this, you can head to throwingbricksband.bandcamp.com. The record's called The Burden, and we're going to play the song False Promises. Cool. So that was Throwing Bricks. To finish this week, we've got a band called Paramo Bonsai from Rio Grande in Argentina. And this band have been going since about 2018. This is my first introduction to them, and I think this is absolutely brilliant, Pete. Like the sample at the start, just the whole feel of it, and the kind of, I don't know, it's got like a willfully kind of waster sound to it, but I thought it worked so bloody well.
You know, that waster thing kind of feeds into the track title, which is WWWW, which I found out it stands for World War for Weed and Water. Like the lyrics are being, you know, about, it's to say, like, without weed and water, we're going to die. I'm not sure if that's like their worldview, or whether it's like, you know, like paranoid ramblings of someone high and running low on supplies. You know, I love the music. I say I always will. I love stoner rock. This track's got kind of almost two different segments to it. It's like buffed up stoner rock to begin with. But then my favorite bit, it's like the last minute or two where it kind of spreads its wings and it goes, you know, trippier, more psych, like almost like a heavier early Monster Magnet. I'll just, you know, it's nothing especially new, but I will always love this music. And it's just, you know, I just thought it was cool. You know, it was cool all around, you know, the artwork, that brilliant switch at the ending, it just got me.
Yeah, really impressive. And the rest of the record's the same. It's kind of this, yeah, delightful kind of stoner vibe with a really fat kind of doom sort of sound to it. So, yeah, I just really enjoyed this. They call themselves Groovy Stoner Doom. Someone's reviewed them as such, which is pretty much spot on. So, yeah, really, really enjoyed this. So if you want to hear this, you can go to paramobonsai.bandcamp.com. Like we say, we're going to play the song WWWW. We'll see you next week.